Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and I would like to read with you verses 7 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, where we find the Apostle Paul writes and says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." That's from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. And as we come into that context, we see that the Apostle Paul was talking about the fact that he was caught up into the third heaven and received great revelations from the Lord. And so that he would not be exalted above measure or to become proud, he was given this thorn in the flesh, which was a messenger of Satan to keep him humble, as it were. Now, we really don't know what his thorn in the flesh was. Some people think it might have been his eye trouble, and we know that he did have eye trouble. But we don't know exactly what it was, but it was something that really bothered him. Something to keep him humble, something, as it were, to keep him on his knees before the Lord. It was a great infirmity. It bothered him so much that three times he asked the Lord to remove it. And I think that those were no doubt three times of great supplication and earnest prayer. Lord, remove this thorn in the flesh from me. But do you know something? The Lord did not remove Paul's thorn. But he gave him something better. He gave him his grace. Notice what the Lord said to Paul there in verse 9 of 2 Corinthians 12. "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And what the Lord was saying to Paul was this: no matter what your infirmity or your weakness may be, my grace is all that you need to get through that situation, no matter what it is. God's grace is the power and the strength and the provision that he pours out upon us to get through the difficulties in life. Now, Paul didn't complain about the fact that God did not take away his thorn, but rather Paul rejoiced. He goes on to say in verse 9, "Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." That's an interesting statement. And what Paul was saying was simply this: in the greatness of my infirmity, I am rejoicing, because I realize that the greater the infirmity, the greater power of God will be upon me. Think about that. The greater the infirmity, the greater power of God will be upon me. And that's the case with you and me today as well. Many of us have these thorns in the flesh. We've asked God to remove them, but he does not. Why? Because he wants to give us his grace. And we should rejoice, even as did the Apostle Paul, realizing that no matter how great the infirmity is, God's grace is greater to get us through that particular situation for his glory. Father, I thank you for your sufficient grace. It's all that we need to face any situation in life. And I pray right now for those who are going through great trials, that as your grace is poured out upon them, they will rejoice in your provision. And we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.